The entire banana industry and two far north Queensland families in particular, you could say, are breathing a sigh of relief today after a suspect plant was found late last month is not Panama Tropical Race 4. Biosecurity Queensland revealed an hour ago that samples taken from the banana plants in question in last September have conclusively now tested negative. This is a positive development for the Robson family, whose infected banana farm near Tully was to have been bought back by the Australian Banana Growers Council. But the $4.5 million sale had been put on hold because it was conditional on it being the only known case of Panama TR4. Doug Phillips is the president of the Banana Growers Council. Doug Phillips, good afternoon. Is this sale now back on?
G'day, Craig. Yeah, look, it's certainly our intent to proceed to settlement. I've spoken with the owners of the property this morning. Obviously, they were very relieved and they're still very keen to proceed through to settlement as quickly as possible as well.
And just describe how this has played out over the past month or so.
Well, look, we were only days away from settling when these samples were collected. I guess we were always hopeful that they were going to come back negative, but while they were there, we were in a position where we just had to let the diagnostic process run its course. We've got the result we were looking for, and while we've been delayed a little bit, we still hope to achieve the final outcome where we secure the property.
So at this stage, when would you hope settlement can take place?
Well, I think all parties we're all keen to proceed to settlement as quickly as possible. I guess we've just got to make sure the lawyers can get everything in place, but definitely next week, the earlier the better as far as we're concerned.
And why was this a condition of the sale?
The purchase of this farm was always part of a containment strategy, on the assumption that we have it on one location and we could try to isolate it on that property. So if there was ever a second detection, or in the case of this, suspect samples, if we were just delaying settlement until such time that we were still confident we only had it on that one property. So that's why it's there. It's really part of a containment strategy.
You said you've spoken to the Robsons this morning. Can you share a bit of that conversation and their mood?
Oh, look, they were very relieved. There's no doubt about that. They had been making plans. They were very close to having settlement, and then, basically their plans were delayed by the best part of a month. So, they're very relieved that that result has come in. I guess they can start planning and moving forward again, probably even with more certainty once we get that settlement done.
Because have they been selling any bananas over that past month since settlement was put off?
I think they had a little bit of fruit still there, but what had happened is sometime previously they had sort of stopped bagging their fruit, so there was a window where they, I think, didn't have any fruit, but they had some fruit, but, not for the whole period.
Because they had planned to settle effectively a month ago.
Exactly right.
Okay, so take me through what happens from here, and once that settlement does go through, what will occur on that particular property owned by the Robsons, which is owned by the Robsons now, but will transfer to the ownership of the Australian Banana Growers Council?
Our intention is to commence destruction of the banana plants as quickly as possible. That's step number one. The reason we want to do that is obviously to prevent further inoculum load increasing. So that's the critical element. Other activities that we'll take, we'll secure the property, upgrade fencing where necessary. There is some fencing on there, but we will upgrade that. And then the other part of it is we want to establish ground cover as quickly as possible. And that's really to try and ensure that when the wet season does arrive, we've got as good a body of organic matter there trying to hold that soil in place. So that's the other reason why we're really keen to get to settlement. The sooner we can get these activities done before the wet season, the better prepared we will be.
So those activities will start as soon as settlement takes place?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, Doug Phillips, I really do appreciate the update. Some positive news for the banana industry with those suspect plants being found negative for Panama Tropical Race 4. Doug Phillips, the chairman of the Australian Banana Growers Council, joining you on the Country Hour today.